Here's what you need to know before you file that next flight plan south. If you've flown a general aviation airplane into the Bahamas anytime in the last 4 years, there may be a bill with your tail number on it and you might not know it yet. This is Radio Hangar. I'm Tower and this is ITIS, the show where I hand you the headlines with the context a pilot actually needs. Today we're talking about money, borders, and paperwork. Not the glamorous side of aviation, I know, but this one hits close to home for anyone who's ever pointed the nose toward blue water and a sandbar runway. Let's get into it. According to reporting from Aerotime, the Bahamas has begun issuing retroactive bills to aircraft operators, and some of these charges reach all the way back to 2021 for years. And this is the part that stings. The Bahamas worked hard to court private pilots. They promoted their airports, they organized fly-ins, they rolled out the welcome mat and said, come on down, spend a weekend, spend your dollars, and a lot of us did exactly that. Now, some of those same operators are getting invoices for flights they made years ago. The headline doesn't tell the whole story, so let me slow down and walk through what we actually know, and just as importantly, what we don't. Before I go further, today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation Challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now, back to the Bahamas. Here's the shape of the situation. Over the past several years, the Bahamas restructured how it charges civil aviation fees for foreign aircraft. We're talking about things like aeronautical charges, overflight, and landing-related fees. The kind of line items that for a light single, flying down for a long weekend, used to be almost an afterthought. The concern being raised now is that operators are receiving demands for payment covering flights from prior years, flights they believed were already settled at the time, flights where they paid whatever was asked of them on the ramp and went on their way. Why does a retroactive bill matter more than a regular fee? Because you can't plan for it. When you fly somewhere and pay the posted price, you close the book, you reconcile your logbook, you reconcile your wallet, and you move on. A retroactive charge reopens a book you thought was shut. And for a flight school, a charter operator, or a fractional flying multiple trips a year, those back bills can stack into real numbers. This affects you if you've operated an aircraft into Bahamian airspace since 2021, and especially if you did so as anything other than a one-time private visitor. Commercial operators and anyone flying under a business tail are the most exposed here. Let me flag something clearly, and I want to be precise about this because precision is the whole job. Aviation charges levied by a sovereign nation are that nation's prerogative. The Bahamas is entitled to set fees for the use of its airspace and its airports. That is not in dispute. The friction here is not the existence of fees. It's the retroactive nature of them, and the question of whether operators were given clear, contemporaneous notice of what they owed at the time they were flying. That's the real issue. Notice and fairness of process. Now here's my opinion, and I'm labeling it as opinion so you know where the reporting ends and where Tower's editorial begins. A back bill for a fee that wasn't clearly communicated at the time of the flight is a hard thing to defend, even when the underlying charge is perfectly legal. Aviation runs on predictability. We plan fuel to a reserve, we plan alternates, we plan weight and balance to the pound. When the cost of an international trip becomes something that can be reassessed years later, it erodes the trust that made pilots want to fly there in the first place. And the Bahamas spent a lot of goodwill building that trust. This is a fast way to spend it back down. End of opinion, back to what you should actually do about it. So let's talk action items, because that's why you tune in. First, if you've flown to the Bahamas since 2021, go back through your records now. Pull your trip receipts, pull your logbook entries for those international legs. Match the dates, know exactly when you were there and what you paid. If a bill shows up, you want to be the person who has documentation, not the person scrambling to reconstruct a flight from 3 years ago. Second, if you receive a demand for payment, do not ignore it and do not panic pay it either. Verify it. Confirm the sender is legitimate, because anytime money starts moving in aviation, the scammers come out of the tall grass, and a fake overseas aviation invoice is exactly the kind of thing that follows a real news story like this one. Cross-check any bill against your own records before a dollar leaves your account. Third, and this is the big one for the near term, if you have a Bahamas trip on the calendar, get your fee structure in writing before you go. Contact your handler, contact the destination airport, and ask directly what the current civil aviation charges are, what they cover, and how you pay them. Get a receipt for everything. Photograph it. Keep it. The best defense against a surprise bill next year is a clean, documented paper trail this year. And fourth, for the organizations among you, if you belong to a pilot organization that advocates on international operations, this is exactly the kind of issue worth raising with them. Collective clarity beats individual confusion every time. When a whole community asks the same question, answers tend to arrive faster. Let me widen the lens for a second, because this is bigger than one island chain. International general aviation lives and dies on predictability. The whole reason a private pilot in a Bonanza or a Baron feels comfortable crossing a border is that the rules of the road are knowable in advance. Customs here, fees there, this form, that decal, this frequency. When one popular destination introduces uncertainty about costs after the fact, it doesn't just affect trips to that destination. It makes every pilot a little more cautious about the next international leg anywhere. That's the quiet cost of a story like this. Not just the dollars on the invoice, but the hesitation it plants. I'll say this in fairness to the Bahamas. Nations do periodically true up their aviation fee systems, and modernizing a billing system that fell behind is a legitimate thing to do. The measure of whether they get this right is how they handle the people caught in the transition. Clear communication, reasonable timelines, and a way to dispute a bill you don't recognize. That's what turns a rough rollout into a fair one. We'll be watching to see which way this goes. For now, the practical takeaway is simple. If you fly south, fly informed. Know what you owe before the wheels leave the pavement and keep the paper to prove it after they touch back down. This story comes to us by way of reporting from Aerotime. And if you want the deeper background, you can always find our notes and links over at radiohanger.com. That's the picture from the tower today. Blue water and warm sand are still worth the trip. Pilots, just bring your receipts. I'm Tower, and I'll have more for you next time on ATIS.